service. So it's pretty, my first nativity service here. So it's pretty exciting. And to see all of the costumes that we've got, I've seen cows and shepherds. I heard there was a Jedi coming. You know, all of the really key nativity characters, even some old man dressed as a star. I'm allowed to say that, he's my dad. Anyway, welcome to St. John's. If you have any little ones who might like to fidget, or if you like to fidget yourselves, we have an area at the front over here with some books and colouring. And throughout the whole service today, we are reading the Nativity story. And through that Nativity story, we're going to have actions and things for you to do. So you need to be paying attention. Are you paying attention?
Yes.
I said, are you paying attention?
Yes.
Well, some of you are. Okay, brilliant. Okay, well, I'm going to start you off. We're going to open up with a prayer, and then I'm going to hand you over to our wonderful narrator, Hazel, who's going to take us through the story. Wow, do take a seat. I don't think I've ever seen so many awesome costumes and so many slightly odd ones, but we won't go there. Anyone guess what I am today? Shepherd, Joseph, Lewis. Yeah, that's quite a good one. Innkeeper, there we go. I could be any of those. Give me a stick, I'm a shepherd. Give me a crown, I'm a king. Give me a moustache, I'm Joseph. Anyway, Christmas. What is Christmas all about? We've just heard an amazing story, but what is Christmas for you? I've even got a little mic here. Let me go running around. There we go. What is Christmas for you?
It's all about going to church and always being really proud of what happened in the start of God on the first Christmas.
Wow, I love that answer. It's all about going to church and being a star. Is that what he really thinks at home sometimes?
I'm sure he does.
What is Christmas for anyone else? Hands up, come on. Oh, no. All right.
Being with family.
Anything else? Father Christmas. Anyone else? Keep it coming. Any more? You've got more. Do you have one?
It's all about when we decorate Christmas for baby Jesus.
Love it. It's when we decorate Christmas for baby Jesus.
Presents.
Anyone else? Nobody said my favourite part of Christmas yet. Food. Anything else?
Being thankful to God for giving us Jesus.
Being thankful to God for giving us Jesus. Any more? The Queen's speech. There's always one, isn't there? Anyone else? Is that the best we've got? Okay, Christmas can be so many things. Christmas can be about going on holiday. Christmas might be about seeing your grandparents. It might be about food and cooking. It could be about seeing that really strange in-law of yours. It might be about going abroad. It might be about the partying. Who likes a good party at Christmas? Yeah, gotta have a bit of a party. It might be about the slightly more grown-up party. It might be about the crazy fun. It could be about helping. It could be about Father Christmas. It could be about shopping. Who loves the shopping at Christmas time? It could be about that real big rush to get Christmas dinner ready before all those people turn up that are just going to scuff the lot in about half an hour. It could be about the arguments that we sometimes have at Christmas. It could be about those people that just barge into you and don't really care. It could be about so many things. And sometimes I've been known to be a little bit of a bar humbug. You can ask my wife anytime you like, but there have been several Christmases where I'm just a bit like, oh, really? And I can't be done with all the shopping. Why? Why do we need all these presents for all these people, some of which we don't even know? But sometimes Christmas gets a bit caught up in all of the mess. And especially for me, sometimes I really, really cannot stand the commercial side of Christmas. There's something about it, ask my wife any time. If we're going around the shops anywhere near Christmas time, I am definitely a bar humbug. But there's something about Christmas, isn't there? There's something about the spirit of Christmas, the joy, the carols that we sing, and the giving of presents. I know, I have unlimited amount of Christmas hats, it's fine. But sometimes there's something about the jingling of the bells. There's something that hits you right in the heart. There's something that lifts your spirit. In the story earlier, the detective mouse took us through some of the Christmas story. And sometimes we get so cluttered with everything else that is going on around Christmas, sometimes we might actually have to look a little bit harder. Sometimes we might actually have to explore what Christmas really means. Sometimes it means the loud crashing of pots and pans. Christmas, as we look deeper into it, the mouse told us that Jesus was a king. Some of you still remember the actions. I'm liking this. We'll try again. The mouse told us that Jesus was a king. There we go. Still only half of you, but we'll get there. Why was he a king? Anybody? Anybody? No. Okay. Why was he a king? Jesus was brought to us as king of God's people. He is king of us. He might not be a king with a glorious crown and a big throne and a big castle, but he is a king to all of God's people. As we looked even deeper into the story, we found out from the sheep that Jesus was... I'll pause. Jesus was a rescuer. I like the flying one, whoever that was. That was brilliant. Jesus was our rescuer. Anybody want to answer why Jesus was our rescuer? All right. He came to save us. Jesus was a gift from God. Jesus was God on earth. He came to save us from all that was wrong in the world. The world was not a great place to be at that time. And Jesus came to change that. People had been waiting, like we are waiting for Christmas now. People had been waiting 800 years plus for the prophecy of Jesus to be fulfilled. For Jesus to come and rescue us. And then we found out from Donkey that Jesus was Manuel. Not from Fawlty Towers. Jesus was Emmanuel. There's three of you that got that one. We'll try again. Jesus was Emmanuel. There we go. Not bad. And what did Emmanuel mean? Can anybody remember? God with us. God with us. It's not just a baby. It's not just a king. It's not even just our rescuer. But it is God with us. Jesus is the reason for this season. So no matter what might be going on at Christmas, no matter how busy that Christmas period is, and believe me, it's going to be busy for most people, just take time, just take a pause, take a step back and remember Jesus is our King. He's our... You guys are so slow today. Right, we can try this again. Jesus is our King. He's our rescuer. He is Emmanuel, God with us. So I challenge you today, and for the rest of this Christmas period, and ideally if you can carry it on through the rest of the years as well, challenge you to just take some time. Every time you think things are getting really busy, really hectic, or you start to think of bar humbug, just take some time to pause and think of who Jesus is and what Jesus did for us. Ask yourself, is there more to life than this? Is there more to life than just the shopping and the presents and the food? Is there more to life than this? I'm going to invite Gavin up, who's going to tell us about Alpha course that we are running, if you're asking any questions.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to get around to you.
I can't see a thing.
Hello, everyone. My name's Gavin. I'm the vicar here. If you were just thinking you were coming to a normal Sunday morning service this morning, I'm really sorry. Turns out I'm the sensible one this morning. But do pick up one of these, which is our Christmas card on the way out, which will tell you all the things that are coming up and all the changes to our normal patterns. There's a carol service tonight. There's Christingle coming up on Christmas Eve. There's all sorts of exciting things, so do have a look at that. But I'm really here to tell you about Alpha. No, all right, forget it. I just want to tell you about something really exciting that we do in this church from time to time. We'd love to invite you to be our guest and an opportunity for you to ask some of the big questions of life in the new year. So when the Christmas decorations have come down, when you're starting to think about going back to work and realizing that it's still really dark, this is something to look forward to. How it works is you come as our guest, we give you a meal either at lunchtime or in the evening, whatever suits you best on a Wednesday, and we then explore with you some of the big questions of life. Life, is this it, is the first session. It's all about, what is life really all about? What is my life all about? What's the purpose of my life, and what difference is it going to make? And it goes on to ask about who was Jesus, why did he die, how does God guide us? The fabulous thing about Alpha is it's all about the questions you want to ask. We're not there to tell you any answers. We're there to create a space in which you can explore with other people what you think about some of life's big questions. So if that sounds like something you'd like to look forward to in the new year, do pick up one of these little Alpha cards on the way out. There's also this sign-up form that you can help yourself to. All the details are also on the website. There's also some videos on there from people who've done it before and a video that will show you exactly what it looks like if you come on the Alpha course. So we'd love to have you as our guest in the new year. It starts 23rd of January. We hope to see you there.